I have to tell you something. I ate all the Halloween candy. Sorry. If it's any consolation, I now have a stomach ache from it. So really what I did was save you from getting sick. You're welcome. That was a crazy amount of trick-or-treaters. I mean, I don't think I've ever gotten that many. I think all those Halloween decorations I put on the porch really drew them in. I may have gone a little overboard this year. But at least now all the neighborhood kids think I'm cool. You know what did the opposite trick, though? My witch costume. That poor little girl was scared of me. She was. I think she was quite literally trembling. It's a stupid pointy hat. I should have been a princess. What, you like the witch costume? Glad to hear it. I can't believe we gave away 3 entire bowls of candy. Not including the one that Spider-Man kid stole. But hey, at least he got instant karma when the sprinklers randomly decided to go off on him. You saw that, right? Classic. I'm sure the sprinkler system's fine. I doubt it needs to be fixed. Wanna watch a movie? Something scary. Maybe with clowns. How about Killer Clowns from Outer Space? That one's totally scary. I get chills every time I watch it. How many times have I seen it? Only 5 or 6. This year. Can you be an angel and go grab the champagne? Thank you. We need some light in here. It's so dark. Incendio. I miss you already. Hurry up in there. Yeah, I lit some candles. Fun fact about me, I am very quick at lighting a match. Come lay next to me. One for you. And one for me. Let us toast to the best day of the year. Halloween is the best holiday. Don't fight me on this. Cheers. Whoa. Shit. I think we toasted a little too hard there. Are you okay? You're bleeding. Ouch, how deep is that cut? Okay, that's bad. We have to fix it. Quickly, because you're kind of losing a lot of blood there. I don't know what to do. Should we rinse it in the sink? Actually, I'm gonna do something, but you have to promise not to freak out, okay? A pisky. All better, see? This is where you have to keep your promise not to freak out. Well, to put things simply, I just used a healing charm to fix your hand. I planned on telling you this at some point. I just didn't really think it would be this soon. But, I'm a witch. I'm a witch. And not just because of the costume I'm wearing. Even if I take off this witch hat right now, I'm still a witch. You think I'm joking? I'm not joking. I'm being 100% serious right now. Look at your hand. Is that not proof? Exactly. I mean, what other explanation is there? Except maybe that the blood loss has caused you to hallucinate, but I don't think so. Witches are real. You're looking at one. When I was little, I didn't really fit in with the other kids. I felt different. And as I got older, it only got worse. But then I started noticing that strange things seemed to happen around me. Like when I'd get picked on, for instance, my bullies would get immediate karma. Like they'd trip over their shoelaces or they'd suddenly break out in a rash. Or get sprayed by sprinklers, yes. My grandma was a witch. My mom isn't. It sort of skipped a generation. You believe me? If you want, I can show you proof again. If that'll make this easier to believe. Pick a candy. I know we don't have any left, but just pick a candy. Any candy. ASIO Snickers. And voila! One Snickers bar just for you. Believe me now? I can show you other cool stuff. Like, I can make the ceiling fan spin. I can open windows. I can close windows. I can put out these candles all at once with one blow. And now we're in complete darkness. Feeling spooked yet? For really simple tasks, I don't need to use spells. But for slightly more complicated things, like, Defendo. That charm cuts and tears objects. Sorry about your shirt. You look better without it anyway, if that's any consolation. But don't worry, because I can fix it. Reparo. See? Easy peasy. Are you impressed? And are you scared at all? I am relieved. Not that I thought you were gonna run out the door and never talk to me again, but I don't know. When I was in elementary school, I told my best friend that I was a witch. I shouldn't have, for multiple reasons, but I thought I could trust her, and I guess I thought it would make her like me more. But quite the opposite. She called me a freak. We didn't really talk after that. Well, I should have known better. To be fair, she was only 10 years old, so. But I'm glad I told you. I hated keeping it from you. I can show you a few other abilities. They don't really have to do with the supernatural, though. You know, now is probably a good time to tell you that when we were at that cafe and the barista wouldn't stop flirting with you, It wasn't a coincidence that the blender exploded in her face. Guilty as charged. Admit it was funny, though. It was funny.